Listen to that awesome theme music. All right, episode 40. We're back. We got our friend Mike, who has triumphantly returned.
Yeah.
After his last excellent podcast about Comic Sans, which is super fun.
Yeah.
Mike, I hope it's okay that I say this, but Mike is super up on technology. I'm going to embarrass you, even though I'm literally looking at you in the eyes right now. And I would say, you're a gamer, right? Is that safe to say?
Yeah, I'm a gamer.
Sure. You're a gamer. All right. So that qualifies you as being our resident expert to talk about something that is all the rage these days. Seems to be everywhere it's on the news. It's on Twitter, if that's considered news or whatever Twitter is these days.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. And the concept of AI, right? Sort of taken over AI.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, like, it seems like, I don't know, a few years ago, there was no AI.
Yeah.
Like, there was, like, rumblings of it.
Sure.
Or, like, jokes on Twitter. Like, I made...
Well, it's, robots are taking over, and Judgment Day jokes, that type of thing, right?
Well, there was also stuff, like, going around, like, I made AI watch 100 hours of How I Met Your Mother, and then this is the script that they wrote, or whatever.
that's right.
I don't think those were ever real. But.
No, I don't think so either. But now we've got... I mean, I think everyone's starting to really get familiar with open chat GPT, right?
Yeah.
Which is definitely more the text version.
Yeah.
More the, I'd consider that content, I guess, right? I mean, writing content, right?
Yeah.
So it's, hey, I've got a question. Let me ask, you know, hey, how do you cook this dish? And it'll go out and find and give you the recipe for the dish.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or I think we've seen a lot of anecdotal little things on how it's been incredibly successful, but also probably more so how poor it's been in responses, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's not like, I think there's something that allows you to connect it to the internet. I think technically ChatGPT is like disconnected from the internet. Like
it's own enclosed.
It got all of its stuff and then now it's like closed off. But I've seen some things online that like that you can connect it back to the internet and then I don't know what that does.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, I've seen some funny things on Twitter of like, I got an argument with Chat, you know, GPT, and it's like, oh, going back and forth about something that was blatantly wrong, and it just refused to concede.
Yeah, it was the year, the one that you showed us. It was like, it was convinced the year was like 2019 or something.
Yeah, exactly, And it was like, nope, it's 2023, you know, that type of thing, right? So I think we're also starting to see some stories online about, I think I'm a college professor, and I think I got my first, you know, paper written this way or that or whatever, so... I think, you know, obviously in the hands of malicious deviancy, you know, bad things can happen, right? The shortcuts. I mean, hey, we're a shortcut society, man. Amazon, I need it in an hour, you know, that type of thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to write my own paper when somebody, when the machine can write it for me, right?
Yeah.
So there's that. But I think besides the content thing, which I think is interesting, and I guess there's probably a place for it in the world, right?
Yeah.
Just like Grammarly, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, man, one of my biggest pet peeves ever is the there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, oh my God. I'm going to get in trouble. I'm literally going to get in trouble by voicing my opinions on a podcast and putting it out in the world about there. So I'll stop with that. Right. But my mother-in-law was a librarian. My aunt is a librarian. I mean, we've got a lot of English, professors, dare I say, in the family. And so there. Shout out Kathy and Ruth, mission critical of importance. So anyway, but besides that, I think what we're probably more interested in is the art generator.
Yeah.
Right. And you were showing me something in the office the other day that I thought was pretty cool. So
Midjourney.
Yeah.
It's seemingly the best version of it. I think it's connected with this thing called Stable Diffusion. I'm not sure. I think they use that as like their back end.
The back engine.
Yeah. To generate all the art. But yeah, I mean, I remember seeing like early ones. I don't remember the names of them. Like, I think DALL-E was one. And stuff looked like a little wonky and weird, but it was like kind of like, oh, that's interesting. It's coming there. And then Midjourney came along and it's just like, it's just creating like works of art. Like,
blows it out of the water.
It's crazy. Yeah.
So an example of that would be what, Mike? Like, because I know we were tinkering around with it. Like, I want an alien in a convertible in the style of Picasso's Blue Phase.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, right. It just generates four different versions of whatever it thinks that means.
Yes.
And it's amazing. Like, it's so...
It's terrifying, though. You say it's amazing. I say it's terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely terrifying. I mean, there are the obvious markers that we've seen with the messing up of hands.
Yes. I was going to get into that, but since you brought it up, we can chat about it. There's two things I think that are very... problematic. And as everyone knows, I love comic books and I follow a lot of comic artists online and I love sequential storytelling. That's just my jam, right? So there definitely is a, I don't want to say backlash, but like, whoa, don't be stealing my style here. It's worked on 20 years to develop this specific style or whatever. And now people can just ape it and make their own sort of thing, which is crazy, right? But the telltale sign twofold is one, always look for the weird little signature that was stolen, because obviously it's, I want a Rembrandt of a this, of a that, different. And you'll see like a weird little signature that's kind of been bastardized by the computer, you know what I mean? In there, you're like, okay, this is clearly AI, right? And then the magical topic of hands.
Yeah, the hands.
Yeah, for those that don't know, do yourself a favor and go Google, this might be dangerous, but Google, AI art hands.
Yeah.
And you're going to see what, Mike? I'll throw it to you.
Just jumbled up hands, many different fingers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a seven-finger hand. Yeah. Fingers coming out of the middle. I mean, it just can't. It's amazing how the faces, I think, look relatively natural, right? But hands, teeth are a little wonky too. You know what I mean? If someone's really smiling, teeth get kind of strange, right?
Yeah.
But the hands are hilarious. And do you remember what I sent around the office maybe a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, the wearing of the ring for possible saying that, this was made up. It's not real.
Yeah, so speaking of nefarious behavior, right, as we talked about content with ChatGPT, you can already go out and buy rings, okay, that have a 3D printed extra finger on the ring hanging off, right? Like life size, human size, right? So you could wear the ring, it'll have an extra finger sticking out, right? So if you are caught, I mean, the thinking here, I'm not saying I've come up with this, but the thinking here is that, if you're caught on surveillance or you're caught doing a crime, you can claim, hey, that wasn't me. Look at the...
look at the weird fingers.
Yeah, that's a computer-generated image. That's not me. That's, look, I've got seven fingers. And I'm like, my word. Does this stuff happen fast? I mean, I feel like a grandpa saying this out loud, but it's totally insane.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's crazy, the immediate thought, because it's not been out that long, and it's like immediately somebody's already like, we can just do this.
Yeah,
and
bad people are out there doing things immediately. So are they smart doing that? I have no idea. It's kind of funny to think about, but but I think, we haven't really tinkered with AI from a workflow perspective over here at all. I think early in my career, before Photoshop even had layers, because I'm so old, it would be interesting to think about how I would have utilized it earlier in my career, but it hasn't really, we do have stock imagery, we do have stock illustration out there. We obviously are very versed on our side to illustrate things on our own. Right. But I think it's going to be interesting, I think, to see over the next several years, are major publications, for example, as editorial is having a hard time and has been for a number of years. We don't read magazines anymore in a printed form, even though Rob and I literally just talked about is print dead. Is Time Magazine going to use AI images?
Yeah.
Is National Geographic, how is this going to happen? I don't know. So.
Yeah. I think it's good in a sense of like, it's good for ideation. I think like if you need to think of a bunch of different things, or you just need to like, you do the same thing when you're like scrolling through the internet, if you're looking for like some sort of creative burst of energy to get you through whatever
inspiration we'll call it. Right?
Yeah. So I think it's good for that, but, I don't know. Using it directly is, I don't know. It seems weird to me. It's like kind of, are the robots taking over my job?
Yeah, there's a little Judgment Day aspect there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. Our workflow here, for the most part, if I think about round one and Theater of the Mind and showing clients sort of comp ideas, I think in the rare instance, it actually could be interesting to be like, hey, I'm, because a lot of times we'll come up with an idea and we'll doodle it out, we'll sketch it out, and then we'll kind of have to, we'll put it in layout, like marker comp style or just black and white illustration style, right? And sort of add some support images, right? Because obviously if it truly is something creative, it doesn't exist out there. You can't go find what it is. It's like, we want to illustrate this specific scene in this specific style, right?
Yeah.
So we'll show clients, hey, here's a style of illustration that we love, right? Because it shows the color scheme, it shows the whatever. But then we have doodled out, your product in this environment or whatever the case may be, right?
Yeah.
It might be interesting in the future to utilize AI to try to help sort of bridge that gap, I think.
Yeah,
but I don't, as of right now, I still wouldn't, I don't know that you can use that stuff as final high res art. I don't even know what the legal ramifications are of that, you know?
It's a little bit...
A little nebulous?
It's a little nebulous right now, just because they are in court, I think, right now with Getty Images. And then I think, Getty Images going after Stable Diffusion and Midjourney, I think.
Interesting.
And then I think there's another legal case with like three artists.
Okay.
Like maybe like DeviantArt artists. I'm not sure who they are.
Yeah, like copyright infringement, like you stole my jam.
Like you're copyright infringing my material and then using it for your robot.
Yeah. Well, correct me if I'm wrong here, Mike, but the ChatGPT, that is free, correct? I mean, you have to sign up and make an account, but right now you can still use it for free.
Yeah. Yeah. They have like a plus program now, which gets you more access like when it's down or then like some other
stuff. But I mean, meaning anyone can sign up for an account and just at least tinker, right? You can go in and say, oh my God, like how do I cook a cake or what, or whatever. Like, it seems like from the content chat perspective, the technology side, it seems to be far more successful. I've seen a lot of videos of like, hey, help me build a website. And it'll go through all the native, C++, whatever the case may be, right? But I think, and again, this is the, correct me if I'm wrong here, I think the Midjourney you have to pay, right? Isn't everything...
Midjourney is, they have like a pay, they do it like a trial kind of thing. Okay. You get like so many generations for free, and then after that you have
to pay. After that you got to pay. Okay, well then that may be the whammy in the lawsuit, right? Is, because it's a paid... scenario, and you're, profiting off of other artwork, and other artists, right? That type of thing. Copyright law is a weird thing, man.
Yeah,
I mean, it just is. It's weird. Some things, you think would be slam dunks aren't. It's always very interesting too when it goes global. I mean, the world is a smaller place here now, right?
Yeah.
So this isn't just a domestic scenario. It's the things we think that are obvious. It's like, Apple lost every single trademark infringement, ever on iPhone to Samsung. And you're like, what? That doesn't make any sense. All right. Yeah. But then other artists win handily, right? So I don't know. It's an interesting thing. So
I think the court cases that are here that are coming, I think this will be like kind of, it'll either make or break AI for our generation. Like it's going to either kill it or it's going to continue. And
well, I mean, I think as with everything, technology is always great and fun to tinker with, and it has, improved certain facets of our life for sure. I'm a little old school and I still love, photography the way photography was meant to be and illustrate, like hiring illustrators to illustrate things and let artists be artists.
I mean,
you can't have computers take over everything, right?
All
right. Well, I think that sort of wraps up today's chat on AI. Good, bad, indifferent. It's kind of interesting. It's out there. It's definitely fun to tinker with. It's definitely worth an afternoon to sort of play around and see what's out there and whatnot. It'll be interesting to see kind of where it goes, Mike, especially because you brought up the lawsuits. And we are kind of artists at heart, right? So it'll be interesting to see sort of how that works within the artist community. And all the students out there, don't use it to write your paper. Right? All right. Well, I think that'll wrap us up. So everybody can find us at mocktheagency.com online, and you can hit us on the socials, and we will chat with you next time. Thanks, everybody.
See you.
Thanks, Mike.